The Pacific Islands Forum on Nauru has gotten off to a shaky start with the arrest of a New Zealand reporter. Pacific correspondent Barbara Drever was detained by police after she tried to interview a refugee. She was released without charge 3 hours later, but her accreditation to cover the forum has been revoked. The government of Nauru is highly sensitive to criticism of how it treats the refugees it houses on behalf of Australia, so much so that the ABC was banned from going entirely. Radio New Zealand political reporter Gia Garrick is covering the forum. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi there.
So the government of Nauru has warned journalists in the lead up to the forum against covering stories not related to the forum. Are you surprised something like this happened?
Well, that's an interesting question. We all did take a number of precautions heading into this and thought about the way we would cover the forum and that sort of thing. And then on day one, it was really interesting because the president of Nauru, Baron Wonga, said in his opening remarks that he invited journalists to speak to the refugees because they live harmoniously in the community here. And so, in a way, a lot of journalists here, I think, took that as a literal invitation, despite the visa restrictions that had been put on us. And so quite a number of journalists here, Australian and New Zealand, journalists covering the forum, have done with refugees and talked about the issue throughout, and even put some questions to the President Wonga on his in his first press stand-up on the first evening, Monday evening. And following that press stand-up on the Monday evening, it was interesting. I don't know if the Australian media had the same thing, but New Zealand had, via our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, had somebody come and talk to us about them going into the likes of the refugee camps. And apparently, according to the briefing that the MFAT official had got to then bring to us, there was a difference between going into the community and talking to refugees and going to the detention centres themselves. So whether or not that was a warning shot from the Nauru government or whether it was just clarifying those statements from the president, we're not sure. But in terms of your question, are we surprised? Yes, we are, because we didn't want this to happen. But ultimately, with the lead-up and stories in the past about what's happened on Nauru, are we surprised? Not really.
Yeah. The government of Nauru has released a statement saying journalists were allowed to speak to refugees, and you outlined how, you know, there was an invitation almost, but they needed to follow proper procedures to do so. So what are these proper procedures? Do you see this as a warning shot not to try and interview refugees unless it's vetted?
Well. Their reasoning for giving us this briefing this morning, essentially, was around privacy. So the same sort of privacy issues we have at home, in terms of they didn't want journalists going into these refugee camps where there are people living and just knocking on doors, speaking to people willy-nilly, essentially all over the place, and not abiding by the privacy rules that Australia and New Zealand journalists would abide by at home. Of course, if we are there by invitation, it was made relatively clear, even by the Nauru government, that we could speak to them. And so it is a bit, we're not quite sure why Barbara Drever, the TVNZ journalist who was taken by police today, was detained. Although, when I say detained, the Nauru government has disputed the use of the word detained, saying Barbara Drever went voluntarily with the police and sat with them for 3 hours while they went through her what she'd been doing on the island and her accreditation and decided what to do. So whether that's 3 hours, spending 3 hours in a police station is voluntary or not, you decide that. But that was the Nauru government's explanation for what happened today.
Mm, I think most reasonable journalists would cooperate, because you don't have much of a choice, do you? It's been reported that Nauru's housing of refugees on behalf of Australia is overshadowing the Pacific Islands Forum. How is this issue viewed by other countries in the Pacific?
Well, the other countries in the Pacific are mostly wrapped up in what's going on with the forum. Of course, they have a number of other issues that they are keenly talking about, namely one, climate change. That is a huge issue, especially for the smallest Pacific Island nations here, and actually that is the number one issue that has been asked about. The other one is fisheries. The Blue Ocean here is their number one resource, right? And so illegal fishing and the targeting and preventing of illegal fishing is a huge issue for them. And of course a new one to this forum, and One they're going to include in a regional security declaration that they sign up to tomorrow is the issue of cyber security, as communications around the Pacific, particularly in those smaller island states, becomes much better. For example, on Nauru, coming over here, our own Pacific branch said to us that the internet would be absolutely terrible. Actually, on the Digicel network here, on the roaming network, I've had better coverage and speaking to you now than I get at home sometimes. So the communications here is increasing tenfold. And that's not a slice on New Zealand.
New Zealand and Australian internet, yes, complaints. Yes, we get those a bit too. Now, the Prime Minister of New Zealand has also repeated her offer to take some of the refugees housed in offshore processing. She said her government can even design a visa which would prevent them from ever reaching Australia, which is, of course, you know, at the centre of the concern the Australian government shares in relation to this. Is there a lot of domestic support for this?
Yeah, well, just for hope for a slight bit of clarity there, it was the Foreign Minister, Winston Peters, who's here, who said today that there could be some sort of law change to stop that issue of potential backdooring from New Zealand in 5 years' time to Australia, using the, of course, almost buddy passes that Australia and New Zealand share in terms of travel. But when it comes to the overall issue, back home, I think it was slightly surprising for the minister himself to hear. It's not something they've discussed, and I think it was something that came up when there was a press conference between New Zealand and Australian media today with the Foreign Minister. He didn't expect it either, but he essentially said for the last 2 decades he has recognised this as an issue and says there could be changes to make sure that that is not an issue should Australia take up the offer New Zealand has on the table of taking 150 refugees from Nauru and Manus Island.
One of the issues that split Pacific Island countries is the growing influence of China. Nauru is one of the few countries in the world that recognises Taiwan. That's causing some tension, isn't it?
Yeah, see, I wasn't privy to any of this today, but I have heard a bit of to and froing. Now, we talked to our foreign minister today about the meeting that allegedly representatives from China up and walked out of. I don't know if that's correct or not. Our foreign minister said there was no staged walkout whatsoever. He went on to say, look, the questions around what happened within the private meeting are ones for the forum delegates, so directed us essentially to the PIF organisers or the Nauru organisers themselves for the forum. So he was a bit cagey when we spoke to him about what actually happened in that meeting, but honestly, as far as my knowledge of it goes, I can't tell you more than that.
Gia, you've done a great job explaining what's going on there. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers. Talk to you later.
Radio New Zealand political reporter Gia Garrick, and this is RN Drive.